Biotypology.
The right people in the right places. Biotypological analysis allows a biological value to be determined for each person in case of illness and a social value for practical life.
The Bartya Hospital started research into the human constitution in 1934. Proponents of this new field of science, for which the name biotypology caught on around the world, believed that mankind was made up of different types according to one's physical build. An important aspect of this belief was the assumption that each such body type is closely linked to a certain type of character and temperament. Understanding of the constitution profile was also based on a knowledge of genetics, although the influence of environment and upbringing was also explored. Some doctors from Prague approached Mayor Albert and Jan A. Bartya with the promise that they had a means of finally understanding human individuality. They claimed that an index could be computed for each individual person and that this index could be used to guess what a person is really like and what they embody and what their future development will be. They said that some people are made for manual work, while others cope better with stress, that some can manage to stay focused for long periods of time, while the bodies of others wear out easily. Bartya gladly agreed to start research into the matter. In November 1936, a nationwide Congress on Research into the Human Constitution was convened at the Study Institute. The Czechoslovak Biotypological Society was established a year later, and a laboratory was opened. Biotypology was supposed to be a scientific guideline for evaluating the abilities of job applicants and existing employees. It was to determine whether the subjects were prone to diseases that could develop in the industrial environment, and was eventually to enable the effective selection of managerial staff and employees for special positions. However, owing to the unfavorable situation after the declaration of the Protectorate, the findings about employees' constitution were never actually used in the concern's recruitment policy. Even so, for the whole of the war, the laboratory technicians collected and statistically evaluated details of pupils' and laborers' physical properties. The Scientific Institute of Industrial Health was established here at the same time, initially tasked with researching the effects of production chemicals on the human body. A toxicology laboratory was added later, studying the physiology of work, the construction of machinery, and particularly human fatigue and the causes of accidents. This institute was also later involved in decisions concerning the fate of employees who suffered repeated accidents, ordering them to be transferred to other positions. The aim of the two institutes was to improve a person's career potential in the business and to limit staff fluctuations, to get to know the personality, to estimate future development, to put everyone in the right position, one that truly reflected their abilities, where there was no risk of burnout or low performance, and where an individual would be happy and useful. The common efforts of the doctors and the business's philosophy made Zlin the center of research into the human constitution. The establishment of these institutions was a further step towards a perfectly organized, efficient, healthy, and also obedient industrial society.